Welcome to this week's edition of Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. I'm Hub Arkush, the publisher and editor, along with senior editor Mike Wilkening. Our co-host each week is Jim Clemens, assistant coach of the LA Lakers, and we're delighted right off the top of the show to have a regular guest, the editor and publisher of HoopsWorld.com and Swish Magazine, Steve Kyler, is alongside as well. And, gentlemen, we are in the midst of the finals as we put this show down, getting ready to tip off game number four. Certainly the Celtics held serve at home, and then the Lakers come home in a very impressive fourth quarter. And, you know, Jim, anything about the series so far that has surprised you? You guys are pretty well scouted at this point. I think you know what to expect from each other. But is there anything that you weren't quite expecting, or at least that has caught you a little bit by surprise?
Well, our biggest concern right now, Hub, is our inability to play a consistent game offensively. That is a big concern as far as our game planning. We understand and are very familiar how Boston plays defense, but we have not understood as a unit offensively how we need to function to counter that. So that's a major concern. One of the things that we try to preach and talk about is, you know, having a talent like Kobe, is we still like to feature our entire team. And we don't want him to have to do too much, but once again, on Tuesday night, if he hadn't basically taken the reins into his hands and kind of dominated the play, we don't know if we'd be sitting here right now with a victory. So we have to find a more balance within our offensive attack and still find ways to get him the basketball at the appropriate times.
All right, Steve, let me give you the classic chicken and egg question then, because I think the response to that is you look at the Celtics, not only in games two and three of this series, but go back over the Cleveland and the Atlanta series, the inability to play defense consistently, particularly in the fourth quarter. Is it just, you know, the other team's strength and who's being more dominant, or is there a problem for the Celtics right now on defense?
I think the Celtics, to a certain extent, have been playing somewhat consistent defense. Sometimes we get caught up with the idea that, you know, the Celtics are the dominant team, therefore everybody needs to lay down. When you talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, when you talk about the Detroit Pistons, the LA Lakers, these are really good basketball teams. And, you know, everybody continues to kind of define it this way. Basketball is a game of runs. And if you're on the right side of the run at the right time, that's typically how you win a game. It's not because you are leaps and bounds better offensively or defensively than the team you're playing against. And I think that the Celtics at times get a little predictable, but I think by and large, and I'm sure Coach will probably agree with me, Celtics play some pretty good defense.
Coach, Game 3 wasn't one of Lamar Odom's best games. Talk about his importance to the offense and what Boston is doing to defend him.
Well, we certainly need Lamar's offensive ability just to kind of level the playing field. They're laying off of him at our offensive end and basically inviting him to shoot little spot-up jump shots, and Lamar really likes to put the basketball on the floor, especially to attack. And what we need Lamar to do is basically start making some shots. But his shot selection isn't necessarily the major problem. It's that he's kind of getting an uneven flow, not knowing when and where his shots are coming from. And I think every basketball player kind of has a rhythm that he kind of looks for shots in certain opportunities, and when you don't get those touches and all of a sudden the shot appears and you're not ready to take them, then that kind of makes you, you know, throws your game off. But we need L.O. on the floor. And, game three, he picked up a couple fouls early in the first quarter. Just, you know, he didn't get any type of rhythm, offensively or defensively, in that game. But the one thing about it, and the one thing that we can certainly count on, that, his ability to continue to rebound and play, even though he's not necessarily having the best game offensively, is certainly energy that we need.
Steve, you're our man on the scene, ears to the street guy. What are you hearing about Rajon Rondo's ankle and your thoughts if that, in fact, limits him or would even keep him out?
Well, Rajon is really sore, but again, this is the NBA Finals. This is why you play all the games. He says he is going to play. They're going to tape him and try to do the best that he can do to go. I think that you'll see him limited, and certainly I think there's an offensive strategy there where you want to try to go to him and make him move around a little bit. We saw Eddie House and Sam Cassell play bigger minutes in game three, and I think that you'll see them having a larger role as this series goes on. But Rajon will be on the floor, and I expect that he will start.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask everybody to hold on for just a moment. A couple commercial messages here and more NBA Finals talk on Basketball News and Pro Football Weekly right after this.